So now we are going to just discuss about the biochemical activities of microorganisms. So in biochemical activities of microorganisms, what for these we have discussed, that is biochemical activities in the sense for identification of microorganisms based on their enzymatic production and all that is. So here biochemical activities majorly we are going to discuss about two types of enzymes are going to be produced by the microorganisms. What they are going to call it as exoenzymes and endoenzymes. So exoenzymes are nothing but extracellular enzymes which are produced by the microorganism outside the cell. Outside the cell. Whereas in case of endoenzymes, or what we are going to call it as intracellular enzymes, that is. So these intracellular enzymes are going to be produced within the cell for its metabolic activity. For its metabolic activity, and it is going to be produced by cellular energy, that is. Right? So these exoenzymes and endoenzymes, where we are going to discuss about the different biochemical tests. Different biochemical tests in the sense, that is, what is we are going to discuss, that is exoenzymes. In case of exoenzymes, the biochemical tests are nothing but starch hydrolysis, then gelatin liquefaction, then lipid hydrolysis, casein hydrolysis, that is, right? So in case of starch hydrolysis, when we are going to discuss about this one, the first thing is here, we have to identify whether the microorganism is having the ability to produce the enzyme which is going to be hydrolyze the starch. Why it has to hydrolyze the starch? Because the microorganism is not able to take this starch as it is, because it cannot permeate through the cell membrane as it is a very big molecule. So first it has to hydrolyze. Once it has to hydrolyze, it is going to be broken into by the enzyme what we are going to call it as alpha amylase. This alpha amylase convert the starch into first dextrins, that is. So then these dextrins are going to be broken down into maltose. Again, this maltose is a disaccharide which is further converted, hydrolyzed into glucose molecules, which is utilized by the microorganism. This maltose is going to be converted into glucose by maltase enzyme. So how to identify that one? That means you have to use a medium which is the carbon source is starch. So you have to prepare starch agar medium. What it is? Starch agar medium. This starch agar medium which you are going to prepare in a solidifying type, then you put it in a sterile petri plate under aseptic conditions, that is, right? So what you have to do, that is, you have to take the petri plate and put your starch, whatever the agar medium, which is a solidified one. So it is getting solidified, and after some time, once it is gets solidified, then whatever the organism you are going to test for its biochemical activity, that organism you have to just streak it like this. Then what you have to do is, you have to keep it in the incubator for overnight. So what will happen, that is, when the organism is having the ability to produce the enzyme alpha amylase, so whatever the carbon source which is present in this medium, that is nothing but starch, which is getting utilized by the microorganism, provided the microorganism is having the ability to produce alpha amylase. Once it is having the ability to produce alpha amylase, whatever the starch, that starch is getting hydrolyzed and it is converted finally into glucose molecules. So how to identify that one? Because we are going to observe the growth along this streak. Right? So whatever the surrounding carbon source, that is starch, it is getting utilized by the microorganism by converting into glucose, that is. So how to check, that is, whether the starch is hydrolyzed or not, that is, you have to use the reagent iodine. So we have to just add iodine, weak iodine solution into the Petri plate. So you will get a blue color zone around this one, but to some extent you will not observe any blue color zone surrounding this one. So that indicates this is a clear zone. So the clear zone indicates what that is, whatever the starch present here, it is converted into glucose. That means hydrolyzed by the whatever the microorganism enzyme that is. That is whatever the alpha amylase enzyme that is. So in such a way you can easily identify that is. Suppose the extent of the clear zone, this is what we are going to call it as hydrolyzing zone and this is non-hydrolyzing zone. So the extent of hydrolyzing zone is very much high, then the microorganism is having the ability to produce a large quantity of alpha amylase. That is what we can say that is, right? So this is one type of biochemical test for identification of the microorganism having the ability to produce extracellular enzyme alpha amylase. So this is identification for taxonomy and all that is. Okay. So this is next one is after the starch hydrolysis, the similar way which you can gelatin liquefaction. Gelatin liquefaction is, or we can say gelatin hydrolysis, that what you have given that is gelatin hydrolysis or the peculiar property of gelatin is, this is mean the depends upon the property of the gelatin, we can easily identify the microorganism is having the ability to produce an enzyme which causes for the hydrolysis of gelatin that is. So here whether the gelatin is hydrolyzed or not, how we are going to identify, that means gelatin is, what is the nature, it is a protein in nature, right? Gelatin is a protein. So that means the enzyme which is produced by the microorganism is proteases, which hydrolyze the protein. That is. So here the enzyme is gelatinase. The enzyme which is hydrolyzing the starch, hydrolyzing the gelatin is gelatinase enzyme. So whether the microorganism is having the ability to produce gelatinase enzyme or not, we are checking that is. So how to identify that is? The peculiar property of the gelatin is, gelatin at 25 degree centigrade, it is solid in nature, at room temperature that is. Whereas above 25 degree centigrade, gelatin is in liquid state that is. Gelatin is in liquid state that is. So what we are going to do is, we will take a test tube, a broth contains gelatin agar medium, gelatin broth we can say that is. This gelatin broth we are going to take and we have to inoculate whatever the microorganism we are going to identify, whether it is having the ability to hydrolyze the gelatin or not that is. So once you have inoculated the microorganism into this one, so if the microorganism is having the ability to hydrolyze the gelatin, what it will go, gelatin is getting hydrolyzed. So it is, once it is hydrolyzed, it is converted to amino acid, proteins converted to peptides and amino acids. So gelatin loses its property. What property? Protein property. Simultaneously its physical nature is, at room temperature at 25 degree centigrade it is solid in nature, right? So once it is getting hydrolyzed, all this gelatin is getting converted into, that is whatever your amino acids. So, how to check this one? You have to take this tube and keep it in the refrigerator. So, at refrigerator, even at 4 degrees centigrade, once the gelatin is not hydrolyzed, it is solid in nature. That means, if it is hydrolyzed, even at 4 degrees centigrade, it is just broth. So, liquid broth means the gelatin is hydrolyzed. So, that indicates that the microorganism is having the ability to produce the enzyme which causes the hydrolysis of gelatin, right? So this is also what type of enzyme, that what we are going to call it as extracellular enzyme that is. So all these enzymes, whatever this extra, which are going to be released into the medium, that is outside the cell that is. outside the cell, that is. So these are all for what purpose? Because it wants to utilize the gelatin. As it is, gelatin cannot be utilized by the microorganism. So it is hydrolyzed into peptides and amino acids. Then those amino acids are going to be utilized by the microorganism. So this is another type of biochemical test, that is what we are going to call gelatin hydrolysis. So this is also one type of biochemical test for identification of microorganisms. So this is one type of classification. I told you, in case of biochemical classification, in the cultural classification, characterization of microorganisms based on different characteristics. So one type of characteristic is biochemical characterization. Right? So this is another one what we are going to call as starch gelatin hydrolysis. So after this gelatin hydrolysis, there is another one. Again, this is endoenzymes. Endoenzymes means what I told you, that is the microorganism is produced within the cell, which are used for metabolic activity and cellular activity for the microorganism. So another type of this enzyme is that what we are fermentation of carbohydrates. What we are going? Fermentation of carbohydrates. Especially the fermentation of carbohydrates means when the microorganism is going to be utilized the carbohydrate source under anaerobic conditions. Under anaerobic conditions, finally it gets converted into acid and gas is going to be produced. Acid. So how to identify that whether the microorganism is going to be fermenting the carbohydrates or not? So that means you have to take a test tube which is going to be filled with whatever your carbohydrate containing medium. So carbohydrate containing medium means usually the medium contains sugars, right? So you have to use any disaccharide, sucrose or lactose, different sugars you can take it, that is disaccharides. One broth contains lactose, one broth contains sucrose, another broth contains maltose, like that is. So all these are convenient. So once you are going to take this one, then you have to just prepare the medium and sterilize it, and it is going to be inoculated with microorganism. The microorganism which we are going to test it, whether the microorganism is having the ability to ferment the carbohydrates or not. Ferment the carbohydrates. So how to check this one? That is, you have to take a test tube, that means which contains a fermentation medium, like this, right? So this fermentation, whatever the medium, this medium containing a Durham tube, this is what we are going to, just you have to put it in a invert condition, that is inverted position. You have to just, so that what will happen, this entire tube is going to be filled with medium. Now what you have to do is you have to aseptically inoculate your whatever the culture into this one. Once you have inoculated your culture, then keep it for incubation. So now what we are checking, whether the microorganism is having the ability to ferment this medium carbohydrate or not. Once it gets fermented with whatever this carbohydrate, what is going to be produced? Acid and gas. So how to identify this acid means, initially the medium should contain a small amount of, that is indicator, that is indicator in the sense that means what we are going to do is a pH indicator. So usually initially the pH is neutral in 7 pH. We are going to add phenol red. So the phenol red at pH 7, it is red in color. As even a small change, slight change in the pH, that means towards acidic side, that means around 6.5, immediately turns to yellow in color. So once it produces acid, the color of the medium is getting converted. Initially the medium color is red, then it immediately converts into yellow in color. So that indicates acid is produced. And if gas is going to be produced, whatever the liquid present in the Durham tube is replaced by the gas bubble. So if, just I am keeping a, showing this one. So it is going to be filled with gas. Like this you are going to observe, that is. after fermentation. That means after keeping in the incubator, that is. So, some amount of the liquid is going to be displaced by the gas. So, this is fermentation of carbohydrates. So, usually anaerobic microorganisms are producing or having the ability to ferment this carbohydrates, that is. So, this is one type of chemical test, that is what we are going to call it, fermentation of carbohydrates. Fermentation of carbohydrates. So, now another type of this one, this comes under what? What type of enzyme that is? It is endoenzyme, that is, right? Where you are going to observe all these changes inside the cell, that is, inside the cell what it is going to be taking place. Now, coming to another type of biochemical test, which is very well known, that is nitrate reduction test. Nitrate reduction test. So, in this nitrate reduction test, the very important thing is whether the microorganism is having the capability of producing an enzyme nitrate reductase. Nitrate reductase enzyme. This is also an endoenzyme where it is utilizing all these nitrate contents where it is converted into further, that is, in its metabolic activity, that is. So, whenever this, if you are going to put nitrate in the medium, so this nitrate is converted to nitrite. This is due to the presence of that whatever the nitrate reductase enzyme, which is produced by the microorganism. So, we have to identify. So, how to confirm that whether the microorganism is producing this nitrate reductase? That means nitrates are going to be converted to nitrite. So, here also you have to take the medium, that means which contains nitrogen source is potassium nitrate. You have to use potassium nitrate, that means what you are going to call it as inorganic nitrogen source. Inorganic nitrogen. So, the medium should contain inorganic nitrogen. So, this inorganic nitrogen where we are going to use potassium nitrate in the medium. So, once you have prepared the medium, so that medium you have to sterilize it and put it in a test tube, and then you have to inoculate your whatever the test organism which is going to be tested for its nitrate reductase activity, that is, right. So, that you have to inoculate into this medium. So, what will happen? Whatever the nitrate which is present in this medium, this nitrate converted to nitrite. So, how to check this one? This is why we are doing some chemical tests for its biological activity, which we can observe visually, that is. So, this we can check it by using two reagents. That is, one is the reagent A and reagent B. Reagent A is sulfonic acid and reagent B is alpha naphthyl amine. So, these two reagents are going to be added to this whatever the medium, that is. Once you have prepared the medium and inoculated it with the microorganism and incubate for overnight. Once the microorganism grows, so what will happen? The microorganism is utilizing the nitrate. So, it converts whatever the nitrates present in the medium into nitrites. So, then you have to add just 1 to 2 ml or just 1 ml of sulfonic acid initially. Afterwards, I will show it to you. Sulfonic acid. Then to that you are going to add alpha naphthyl amine. So, once you have added these two, then if it is converted, nitrate is converted to nitrite. Nitrite. So, that what we are going to observe, that is, these in presence of these two, in presence of these two reagents, the nitrate will give red color, that is brick red color, or the intensity of red color is varies with respect to nitrate reductase production, that is. If you are going to high intensity of red color means more amount of nitrate is converted to nitrate. Here there are, if suppose you are not observing any red color, means there are two chances. One is whether the nitrates are not converted into nitrites, or the nitrates are further reduced to ammonia, that is, which won't give any color also. So, how to check that one? That means that is a potential test, potential reductase activity, that is, the microorganism is having high potential activity of reductase. So that indicates these nitrates are further reduced to ammonia, that is. Right? So this is going to be identified by, you have to add a small amount of zinc dust to that one. If you are going to add the zinc dust, you are going to get a red color precipitate. Indicates what? In presence of zinc dust, that potassium nitrate will give red color, that is. In presence of zinc dust, the potassium nitrate is reduced to nitrate. But the microorganism is not reduced to the nitrate, that is. So that indicates there is no question of reduction of nitrates, that is. Right? If we are going to add zinc dust, there is no question of still any color. That indicates the microorganism is having the potential for high potential activity, which is further reduced to ammonia, that is. So this is a nitrate reduction test, what we are going to call it as. That means the microorganism is having the ability to reduce the nitrates to nitrites. That means they are having the capability of producing nitrate reductase enzyme, that is. This is also one endoenzyme, that is. That means which is used for the metabolic activity of whatever the microorganism, and simultaneously it uses the energy also, that is. Right? So this what we are going to call it as nitrate reductase test, that is. So finally, what we are going to just, that is, one is your starch hydrolysis, another one is gelatin liquefaction, we have studied, that is, then fermentation of carbohydrates, and then nitrate reduction. So in the similar way, there are also other biochemical tests, that is, we are also having, that is, what we are having, lipid hydrolysis is also there. In the same way, casein hydrolysis is also there. These two comes under, that is, extracellular enzymes, that is, which are. Whereas fermentation of carbohydrates and H2S production will also comes under this category. And another one is litmus milk reaction, that is. Even milk also, milk proteins are also getting, that is also another type of biochemical test which we are going to, right? So these are all what we are going to call it as a nitrate reduction test, that is.